Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station at my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and those bridge tent fenders, too, helping on the waterways to keep them moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for us to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And folks, we say the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and the Democrats have taken the words under God out of the pledge at their convention when they give the pledge every night. If you listen to it, you won't hear the words under God. So Mr. Divinity himself, Joe Biden, the faith candidate, is no more faithful than the man in the moon.
Well, I mean, this is really a watershed kind of a thing. And, of course, you know, they may say that they're doing that. They don't want to offend anybody. But here's the thing. Well, exactly. As you say every night on the program, Captain, at the top of every hour, you know, the country was founded on Judeo-Christian
values. You bet it was.
Exactly. And so if America loses sight of that, we're going to lose the ship. That's the important part here, right?
Now, speaking of the ship, everybody is wondering about the stimulus. 40% of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic that are either sitting there waiting to go back to work because the business is shut down or waiting to find another job or whatever the situation may be, 40% say they can't last any longer. This is the last straw for them. So everybody wants to know where the stimulus checks are. What do you know?
Well, Captain, we know that the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has given somewhat of a, what they're saying is not really a change in her position, but saying that they would want to cut their proposal by half to try to get some kind of deal done, and that, of course, they'll be coming back to vote on the post office thing, but what they really need to be voting on is the stimulus package. I think the Democrats, Captain, have figured out that people are not holding them up as champions for the working people.
Of course not. Their phones and their emails and their letters have been going, even though they're off on their little vacation, people have been coming to their offices. They've been calling them at their home territories and all that stuff, saying, listen, we need this money. You need to get back and do something about the stimulus. And they've been getting hundreds of thousands of calls from their constituents, not just people from our side, but people from their side saying, hey, man, it's an election year. You don't want to do this, we're not voting for you.
Well, right, right. And I wonder if, again, the Democrats are just, you know, they're just, you know, completely obsessed with the idea of not giving President Trump a win. Maybe they feel that this will be perceived as...
Well, they're certainly encouraging the fact that they're going to get a big loss out of this.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Because this should transcend. This is an emergency, situation. And you're right, Captain, as you mentioned, those 40% of the people are saying, you know, they're just not gonna make it.
Yeah.
And what happens when they do go over that proverbial cliff, which I hope doesn't happen, obviously.
Yep.
But that will be a complete disaster for our country.
And by the way, a special shout out to some people that are listening tonight that we heard from Christine, we heard from Wally, also LJ and Lynn, and Steve is listening at home tonight in Thailand. He's been out on the road the past few nights, but he's listening from home tonight.
That's right, yeah. Hello, Christine.
Yep.
Hello, everybody. Yeah.
Richard the Marine chimed in. We haven't heard from Al yet, but I know he's there somewhere. All right, well, Julian Castro, who's he?
Julian Castro, it's escaping me just for a moment.
Didn't he run for president?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's one of those.
Wasn't he the Secretary of Commerce or something like that under Obama? One of those things. Anyway, he has said the Democrats are rapidly losing support of the Latinos. He said the leftists have taken the Latino vote for granted for a number of years, and they're doing nothing to appeal to them to get their vote. And I saw Latinos being interviewed at a Donald Trump rally in Yuma, Arizona, and a large portion of the people that were in that crowd were Latinos, and they had red hats on.
Very interesting. Yeah, I do remember Julian Castro. He really couldn't get hardly any traction at all in the primaries.
No.
Yeah. So he kind of bowed out kind of early on, as I recall. But you're right. Well, see, this is the thing. Donald Trump was able to, of course, implement policies and be able to get taxes cut and essentially create the situation. And this is different than their top-down sort of ideas of government just controls everything. But Donald Trump helped to create the situation where that rising tide lifts all boats. It doesn't matter what color you are or any of these things, because if we create an economy where everybody can prosper, then everybody wins.
Yep, hold that thought. And a couple of more good mornings here. Good morning to Karen. Good morning to Sue. Good morning to Kirsten. And good morning to Cynthia. All you ladies, have yourself a fine, wonderful day. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them the captain sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service, whether you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or all the way over to Daytona and on down to, Sebring. You can get your windshield taken care of. So all you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today and a brand new fully guaranteed windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Autoglass America.
How about that? Right on key.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, and they like that too, because I've been told a lot of people are going, man, he really can do that. Yes, he can. All right, well, California, I love this one. You got to tell me about this. The latest effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom has gained momentum ahead of the November deadline. Have people had enough being locked up?
I think they really have, Captain. I think they watch what's happening around the rest of the country, and everybody, and I want to preface it, but, you know, everybody wants to be safe, everybody wants to do the right thing, everybody wants to make sure that most vulnerable people are protected, and on it goes. But I do think that they find, in fact, more people are telling me now that they just think the whole thing is politicized. They don't think the virus is not real or something like that, but they see that the Democrat governor here and the Democrat government in California have been taking advantage of this, seemingly, for political purposes. And so, and that's a big part of it. The other part of it, of course, is that California has been hostile now to business. People are leaving. We've got the illegal immigration issues. We've got the, now state budget issues and so forth. And people are going to be voting with their feet. I know people who are actually looking to have to move out of California. Not necessarily because they want to. They love their home, but they can't get work. It's a problem.
Now, the Democratic National Convention has had several little videos of people having problems, business people having problems, and they don't know what they're going to do or whether they're going to stay in business or not and all that sort of stuff. And you know what the ironic thing is about everyone they've shown so far?
What's that?
They're all in blue cities or blue states, every one of them. Now, I don't think they were thinking about that when they put that out there, but that just happens to be the way it is so far.
Well, sure. And we continue to see, and this is also part of the racial issues that we're talking about these days. African Americans in these blue cities just have a terrible, terrible time from what we see. And again, you've got Democrat-controlled areas for more than half a century in some cases, and things haven't gotten better. In fact, they've gotten worse. And yet, here come the Democrats again. And they're asking for people's votes, and they think that somehow by, just going after Donald Trump and talking about he tweets and he watches TV or stuff like that, that suddenly...
Why, he watches TV in the Oval Office.
Right. Well, but here's the thing though. The president, President Trump, nobody, I think the Democrats totally understand, he is connected into what's happening with the American people.
Yep.
In fact, this president, Captain, is probably much more in touch and in step with what's happening on Main Street.
Real America.
That's right. Exactly
mm-hmm.
right.
Yep.
And people like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and others, they just, they can't take that.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't be talking about me because I come from hope and I got all that hope there. And I never was on that airplane. No, there was. I don't know who that monarch is. No, I don't.
well, but again,
that wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't. But it was really rich when Bill Clinton was like, the Oval Office should be a command center and not, some place to do other stuff. And everybody's out there going, what? What is Bill Clinton talking
yeah.
about here? Yeah.
All right. Now, something here pertaining to the FDA. This is really, really missed me. Okay, the FDA has gone out again with their infinitive wisdom, and they've suspended the blood plasma treatment for COVID-19 patients, which, by the way, was working. It was something that was being tested, the plasma. It was working. I give my blood every month. They take my blood, my unit of blood, and they use it for five different patients. They make five different units of plasma out of it. And because I'm O positive, and that's what they're looking for, universal donor and all that stuff. And I get tested, of course, to make sure that I'm not, positive or anything like that with COVID. But anyway, the FDA may, in fact, be playing politics over this because this takes away the high-dollar drugs that they're trying to sell again.
Well, Captain, this practice that you're describing, this goes back a long, long time. This is known as convalescent plasma in the olden days, basically.
Yep.
And what it is, and we've understood that it's been having some pretty good effects. But you're right. If there are, quote unquote, not to belittle the situation or minimize it, but if there are, quote unquote, easy ways to try to combat it in a general sense, yeah, well, that doesn't work for the for those who are looking to make a profit on it.
Now, in Seattle, Washington, the Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkan, has got a problem right now. She is literally fighting for her political life because she's gotten so many calls and so many letters and so much pressure put on her to veto the police budget cut bill that was passed by the council that she has to sign off on.
Well, right. And again, because as we've talked about, it's patently absurd to go and defund the police, and they've continued to just forge ahead with the city council and so forth. So, yeah, so they're basically saying, you know, she's, you know, doesn't know what to do or she's undecided on this. To me, I think the decision is pretty simple in the grand sense. I mean, I understand the political pressure, but somebody's got to get up and make the case that defunding the police is not the answer.
Now, moving over to Seattle, the feds arrested a man accused of striking a deputy U.S. marshal during a Portland riot in the back and the shoulder with a baseball bat.
I mean, you know, this just gets worse. And what happens is this kind of violence, it becomes normalized in the minds of those. And by the way, you know, and Captain, correct me if I'm wrong, or anybody else listening, correct us if we're wrong here. Have we heard anything in the DNC, you know, statements and speeches that say, hey, stop the violence. Just stop the violence.
Nope.
And, you know, I haven't heard anything like that.
Nope. Not a word.
Yeah, so again, it's being normalized in the minds of those people. They think maybe they've got, you know, these big politicians on their side, if they're tacitly, you know, supporting it.
Yeah, and I think I just got something very interesting here. Let me see. I have a police officer chiming in here, and I want to say hello to him or her. I'm waiting for the scene to open up here. It's taking a while. Officer Jim, okay, I'm okay, all right. I listen every night while on duty patrolling a Gibsonton neighborhood. I'm an armed, he's an armed security protection officer. Keep up the great work spreading the truth. Well, you betcha there, Officer Jim, and that's what we're all about. Blue lives matter on this program, brother. I'll tell you that right now, because as a retired firefighter, we were brothers of the badge. That's what they call us, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right. Now, finally, okay, from what I've seen so far, I'm going to rehash on this. You got about 30 or 40 seconds. From what I've seen so far in the Democratic Convention, there just isn't any enthusiasm for the Biden-Harris ticket. And it's kind of like they're going through the motions. Now, is it just me?
No, it's not just you. I think they are going through motions in many respects, because they don't know what to do with Biden. They've got somewhat of a blessing in this, because he doesn't have to be on the grinding schedule of being out on the campaign trail. But that's not going to, I mean, they can't hide in the basement forever. And so I think they're pinning a lot of their hopes on Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, people are still going to look at the top of that ticket, and they're going to say, this guy doesn't know where he is.
But he came out on that stage tonight, and he looked how the deer in the headlights look when he came up there with Kamala Harris and looked around, and he was kind of, what do we do, you know, like that. And then you saw it. You read his lips, too. What did he say? What do you think he said?
It looked to me that he says, what now?
That's exactly it. And he stood out there like, what now? Well, I keep waving my hands. What do? I point at the televisions over there. What do we do? What? No, you know, because they didn't have any sound except for the fake clapping. But anyway, tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow on the Friday edition. Have yourself a great night.
You too.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, KyleWarrenShow.com. And again, to all our brothers of the badge out there, our police, fire officers, and EMS, thank you for what you do to keep America free and safe.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're now three-quarters of the way through the Democratic National Convention. The theme is a more perfect union. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's pick for vice president is Kamala Harris. She opened the night's virtual festivities.
Before officially accepting the nomination for vice president, Senator Harris spoke about the importance of voting.
I know many of you plan to vote this year, but amidst the excitement and enthusiasm for this election, you've also heard about obstacles and misinformation and folks making it harder for you to cast your ballot. I think we need to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to vote? Why is there so much effort to silence our voices? And the answer is because when we vote, things change.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And just a reminder, you'll hear Ron Edwards in hour number 4 of this morning's program, so you want to be around for that. A lot of things are going to be going on right then, but right now it's our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And if you want to find out what it's like to make a lot of money in a short period of time, check out NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy in 14 short months can have you as an aviation maintenance tech certified and ready to go to work. You won't have any problem at all finding a job. I guarantee you that one, because 99% of the people that graduate from National Aviation Academy, either in Concord, Mass, where they have a class facility up there, or down here in Clearwater, Florida, they already have a job before they even get the diploma in their hand and the certification that they're an aviation maintenance tech. That's how good and how tremendous a reputation is. Now, here's the other part. Right off the bat, A 40-hour week will pay you around $60,000 a year to start. There's that magic number, right? $15 an hour. But here we go. Lots of overtime work if you want it. And if you want to go to work in a foreign country, which a lot of people do, they want to get out and travel, either for a military contractor or for a foreign airline or an American airline that has foreign operations, then guess what? You'll wind up making a six-figure salary right off the bat to begin with. Now, that's the luck of the draw, because once people find out about that, everybody wants to do it. That's eligible, right? So if you want to do that, you got to do that early on and get your hands in the breed or into the different organizations, different companies that hire people like that. So that's NAA.edu, the website, and 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, the number to call, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, President Donald Trump once again has assured the troops, retirees, and family members that he would not be approving a $2.2 billion cut to the military's health care budget. Thank God for small favors, because that a lot of people can't afford that, military folks. They can't. And the Military Times, which is a paper that a lot of military folks get, and veterans, and even some folks that want to see what the military is up to, has unveiled the annual Best for Vets Employers ranking in 2020, offering a comprehensive look at how companies nationwide have greatly expanded in recent years their support to recruit and retain former service members into the civilian job market. And that's something that you'd want to go to militarytimes.com and take a look at what they have there with the Best for Vets Employers rankings for 2020. Might be surprised who's in there. Now, a former brigadier general who was set up for his second star intends to fight a demotion to colonel that finalized this summer over allegations of sexual misconduct from a subordinate enlisted soldier, female soldier. We'll see where that goes. I don't have the name of the general, but it doesn't really matter. Also, the U.S. lost two drones over Syria this week after a mid-air collision. Now, somebody was asleep at the switch on that, flying two drones crashing into each other. This happened over Idlib, Syria. Unreal. And after nearly a decade of fits and starts, the Navy has quietly initiated work to develop its first new carrier-based fighter in almost 20 years, standing up a new program office and holding early discussions with the industry. Now, we'll see how that works out with the Navy getting a brand new carrier-based fighter, specifically for flying off the decks of carriers, which doesn't surprise me because of what's going on in the South China Sea. Now, the destroyer, USS Mustin, transited the Taiwan Strait following operations with Japanese warships. The U.S. guided missile destroyer followed after an exercise with Japanese maritime self-defense forces, according to the U.S. 7th Fleet. By the way, Iran denied reports that paid Taliban fighters to target U.S. forces and allies in Afghanistan. Sure they did. They got enough problems. They don't want that out there. But guess what? We told you about it first here in the program. It's true. Intelligence and even Colonel Jim, this is true. Absolutely flat out true. It's not Russia that was doing this. It was Iran. And you kind of had a stinking suspicion to begin with. You could smell something wasn't right when they were trying to pin all of this on Russia. And you're going, wait a minute. Who is it that hates us the most and wants the evil Satan out of the Middle East and they want this and they want that? And who would do something like that next door in Iraq, and who would do something like that in Afghanistan? Well, you got it, Iran. Now, the Taliban, listen to this one, didn't conduct a single attack against U.S. or coalition forces over 3 months this spring, according to a new report from the Defense Department Inspector General. It's an almost miraculous occurrence given the uptick in violence against Afghan security forces since the signing of the U.S.-Taliban peace agreement in February. But that was the deal. If they wanted to stick to the goals here, they had to stop going after the U.S. troops. And in hopes of exploring their surroundings, the U.S. troops that have just gone into Korea had their hopes squashed by the U.S. Forces Korea command because they reimposed the travel restrictions following a fresh outbreak of coronavirus in South Korea. So guys and gals are pretty much confined to their base. And China reportedly is holding live fire drills in the South China Sea a day after the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan conducted air defense exercises there over the weekend. Of course, there's one of these, well, look what we could do now. Yeah, okay, here we go. The Air Force is investigating right now whether or not a small drone flew close to Air Force One as it came in for a landing at Joint Base Andrews on Sunday. We've told you about that right after we saw that, and it happened early Monday morning on the first hour of the show. The president had been up to New Jersey, and he'd come back from the trip up there, and a drone came very close to Air Force One, actually flew below it as Air Force One was on its final approach. Shouldn't have been anywhere near it under any circumstances, but that happened somehow. Also, the frontline expeditionary forces are getting a new capability that officials say will save lives by enabling small units to have an emergency, on-demand, fresh blood supply to treat battlefield casualties. And that's a great idea. That's a great idea. I'm glad to hear that they're doing that. Congress also has been asked to hold a public hearing on military training exercises. A lot of things going on. Unexplainable to some extent. A Florida congressman who's very upset about the very preventable training death of one of his constituents asked leaders of the Armed Forces, Armed Services Committee, rather, to hold a public hearing to get to the bottom of these tragic accidents. And, of course, that was Brian Mast, a veteran himself. And the Democratic Party leaders are attacking President Trump's military leadership. Well, when I heard John Kerry yesterday, and I'm going to try to paraphrase him the way he sounded, well, the United States put together a coalition of 68 countries, and we defeated ISIS. Bull tinkle. Bull tinkle. The one that defeated ISIS was Donald Trump when he wiped out the caliphate from one end to the other. But he didn't defeat him, he just scattered him. And all you did, Barack Obama, was put him in a certain hole in parts of Iraq and in Syria where they still live to fight another day. That's all you did. And Kerry, you're a jackass. And I say that based on some other things I know pertaining to, oh gosh, Vietnam? Golly. Anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible report. And Denise Simon's coming up right after that. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Tell them you were sent by the captain, and you've been listening to the show, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee to Pilot and Flying J right now. So we are going to get started right here, and here we go.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, That's Merle Haggard, an ex from the television show Moving On. Will and Sonny out there in the highways and byways. A big old black KW with that big reefer they pulled behind it. They were always broke, and they were always going anywhere the loads were taken for $2 a mile. Independent owner-operators had no affiliation with nobody. Alrighty, now, the critical fire weather threats are expected to continue for portions of California and the northern Great Basin and Rockies with isolated dry thunderstorms in the high plains. It caused another bunch of wildfires yesterday. Dry lightning is really bad. Dry thunderstorms, when you've got lightning, air-to-ground lightning, touching off all this dry brush that's out there, and that's what's happening right now. Excessive heat will start to retreat back into the southwest, but will remain through the weekend and into next week. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms in the southeast may produce locally heavy rain and flash flooding, and we do have some rain activity right now in the Gulf along towards Florida and Alabama, as well as Louisiana. We'll tell you about that in a minute, but first let's go out west. It is hotter than a firecracker in Arizona, from Phoenix west into California. All of the desert of California, east of L.A., east of San Diego, temperatures up in the hundreds and tens and teens and 15s, and temperatures Death Valley headed 120, maybe 125. Las Vegas, unbelievable heat all the way up to Idaho. Northern California heat all the way up towards Bakersfield, and then fire threat warnings everywhere that you can find to put it in Northern California right now, as well as over in the Nevada side, south of Reno and south of Lake Tahoe. Going up into Idaho, pretty much following I-15, you got fire threat advisories all the way up through there, up to the extension of Utah, up through Utah, through Salt Lake City, to the east, headed towards Wyoming, but not in Wyoming at the moment. And you've got Colorado with not only fire threat warnings, but you've also got bad air quality conditions. A lot of smoke has found its way over there. Denver, Mile High east, out on 70 a ways, and up 76 towards Nebraska a ways out of Denver. Boulder, Colorado, from air quality alert there. Southwestern corner of Colorado, too. Grand Junction included in this. And then across I-40 in New Mexico, all the way to Albuquerque, poor air quality. And again, the weather is what it is. Can't change it. And we've got some poor air quality up around Seattle now, the south side of Seattle. And in Texas, we've got poor air quality there. The Metroplex of Dallas and also the San Antonio area and Houston, south to Galveston, and then on down towards the Mexican border. Now, there is a line of thunderstorms that's been going on all night long here between Mobile, Pensacola, Pascagoula, Mississippi, take your pick, and even some coming in around New Orleans, Louisiana, Houma, off the Gulf. There's been just that type of condition set up there for the thunderstorms to come in and do what they do. In addition, there's been some rain about halfway up Lake Michigan in Michigan on the western side of Michigan tonight, and we've had a little bit of activity up in the northwestern corner of Minnesota with some rain and whatnot there, and still got the possibility for some rain there tonight, on and off, some showers and whatnot. But that's the way the weather shapes up right now. Now, remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J truck stop. And, of course, the Pilot and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You have the opportunity to drive into a Flying J, and it's your home away from home, folks. A nice sit-down restaurant, and the big ones near the big cities have also got something else in there. Could be a Subway, could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Dairy Queen, whatever. And then if you pull into the Pilot travel centers, you could find anything from a Wendy's to an Arby's to a McDonald's. Not too bad. Food is really pretty good. So there you go. Think about that one as we talk about the Pilots and Flying J's, because they are someplace that you can go to at night and tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're a driver and you join the driver's club and get one of those nice driver's mugs they got with the points you're going to get for buying fuel, then guess what? You'll be able to get a hot or cold drink when you show up. Very important. So stop on by your pilot or Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And, you know, it's just a great, great part of America, the trucks, the truckers. And don't forget, on August the 29th, Truckers Appreciation Day, our little buddy, Brooke Emery from Brooke Says and Brooke Talks America, the website, of course, brooketalksamerica.com, she's doing a salute to the truckers that day, August the 29th. And we encourage people around the country to do the same. Make some signs, get some American flags, and wave them at the truckers as they come in and out of a Pilot or Flying J truck stop near you, and tell them that you're there because the captain told you. That's what's going to happen on the 29th. So there you go. All right, to the telephone lines we go. We have Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, day number three of the old DNC. What you think?
I think now, after the first three nights, that their running mates, Biden and Harris, are not each other, but their running mates are racism.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of these speeches are trying to impart their notion of morality, and they speak of morality in platitudes.
Yep.
I haven't heard a single policy thing yet.
Nope.
So, it's just, it's boring. It's just boring.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. From what I've seen so far at the DNC convention, there isn't any enthusiasm, that's what I'm noticing, for the Biden-Harris ticket. It's kind of like they're just going through the motions. Now, is that just me?
Well, I mean, it's hard to see any kind of enthusiasm when you don't have anybody in the crowd. So you don't have, you know, applause, and you don't have, you know, people ringing cowbells and, you know, signs and all of that. So it is sterile. I think that they could have done a lot more in a sterile environment. They could have been a little bit more creative. So you're not going to get the enthusiasm while you're there. I mean, people aren't going to be jumping up and down because there aren't people there.
You don't like the Hollywood Squares television set? With them jumping up and down and clapping their hands, and the Biden and Kamala trying to react to that, and Biden looking around. And by the way, I read his words, and Kyle verified it last hour number one. He was standing there, he put his hands up, and he goes, "What now?" You could see him say it, "What now?" In other words, he didn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah. You know, these things are supposed to be rehearsed. These things are supposed to be well-oiled machines where you know what everybody's going to say, you know where they're going to stand, you know what they're told to do, and they rehearse them more than once. There are little markings and things in the monitors.
Hold that thought. Because here it comes to break right there already, and I'll be right back, folks, with more after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.